With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. The National Weather Service says fire weather conditions now exist across much of Montana, with high temperatures, low humidity, and strong wind gusts forecast through tomorrow. Red flag warnings are in effect. Meteorologist Luke Robinson in Missoula says the so-called red flag warnings help local fire officials.
When we expect really hot and dry conditions coupled with windy conditions, that will have a combination of creating critical fire weather conditions.
Northwest Montana, from Missoula up to the Canadian border, should expect 25 to 30 mile an hour wind gusts that should die down around sunset. Southwest Montana should also expect gusty winds along with thunderstorms. A public meeting will be held at the Yak Fire Station tonight at 7 p.m. to discuss the Davis Fire and others burning on the Kootenai National Forest. A community meeting is scheduled for Monday, August 6th at 7 p.m. at the Community Protestant Church in West Yellowstone, Montana. Fire managers will give a short overview and update of the Bacon Rind fire. Montana's Democratic Party is asking a state judge to stand by his decision to disqualify Montana Green Party candidates from the general election ballot while the ruling is being appealed to the state Supreme Court. Secretary of State Corey Stapleton asked District Judge James Reynolds on July 18th to suspend his order denying ballot access. He argued that if justices made their decision after the August 23rd deadline to certify general election ballots, it could lead to a costly reprinting of ballots and reprogramming of vote counting equipment.
With Montana News, I'm Claire Menahan. Billings area law enforcement agencies say a recent visit from Vice President Mike Pence cost their departments almost $35,000. The Billings Gazette reports the Billings Police Department incurred a majority of the security costs, approximately $20,000. Montana Highway Patrol and the Yellowstone County Sheriff's Department reported an additional $14,500 in costs to their agencies. Pence came to Billings last month to rally support for State Auditor Matt Rosendale, who is running against Democratic Senator John Tester. Billings Police Chief Rich St. Johns says officers who helped provide security for the event incurred over 600 overtime hours. Police Lieutenant Brandon Woolley says the department is trying to determine if it can receive any reimbursement for the costs. A federal judge in Montana has given the Trump administration until late 2019 to analyze reduced mining in the nation's most productive coal fields as a way to fight climate change. The Tuesday order from U.S. District Judge Brian Morris in Great Falls applies to the Powder River Basin of Montana and Wyoming. The region supplies about 40% of the nation's coal, much of it from invasive strip mines on public lands. Morris turned down a request from environmentalists to halt new coal leasing until the review is completed. Lease sales already had slowed considerably over the past decade as demand for coal has declined. Government officials had argued unsuccessfully that climate change could be addressed at individual mines rather than across the region. A plan to transfer wild bison from Yellowstone National Park to an American Indian tribe in northeast Montana faces possible delay. The park is holding 89 bison in quarantine corrals to certify they are free of the disease brucellosis before they can be transferred to the Fort Peck Indian Reservation. Park officials plan to transfer the animals this year. That's now uncertain after federal agriculture officials expressed concerns the animals have not been in quarantine long enough.
With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. Missoula County's 911 call center experienced an outage for 3 full hours early this morning. Shortly after midnight, all lines at the call center stopped operating. Adrian Beck is the director for the Missoula Office of Emergency Management. She says 911 outages aren't that uncommon.
We typically have 1 to 3 911 outages in a year.
But, Beck says, usually during those outages, backup systems in place will redirect incoming calls. This time, those backup systems failed to kick in. Beck says they're still not sure why the outage happened or why the backup lines were also affected.
There was a scheduled maintenance that was occurring that we were well aware of, but we did not anticipate, nor did they or our 911 center, that we would have any disruption.
The 911 outage was considered a countywide emergency, and an emergency message was issued to 32,000 phones to alert citizens of an alternate number to call to reach 911 dispatchers. Beck says registering to receive emergency alerts through Smart 911 is critically important.
It is the best way to receive notification of these types of incidents, as well as other types of emergencies that may be impactful to our citizens and their families and the ultimate safety.
During the 3-hour outage, 25 calls were made to the alternate line. The Missoula 911 Center typically receives 10 to 20 emergency calls at that time of night. The 911 lines were fully restored shortly after 3 a.m., and the Missoula Office of Emergency Management is investigating the cause of the outage. The federal government's most recent sage-grouse public comment period wrapped up today. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke has proposed tweaking conservation plans that were hammered out back in 2015. As Edward O'Brien reports, that's unnerved some of the people and groups who were involved in that process.
John Bradley says 2015 sage-grouse agreement was a hard-won compromise that kept the bird off the endangered species list. Bradley, a Montana Wildlife Federation field rep, asserts that the Trump administration is now putting sage-grouse and its habitat at risk.
We just want the Interior to give the plans a chance to work. We want them to honor the deal we all made 3 years ago. And the question is really now, are they finally going to listen to us?
Secretary Zinke has proposed amending protections afforded the birds under the 2015 agreement, but the Wilderness Society's Nada Culver worries the proposal could weaken or completely remove protections from activities like energy development. If Interior gets its way, Culver says environmentalists may push to list the sage-grouse under the Endangered Species Act.
Based on the way that these plans are being conducted, without sufficient opportunities for public input, without sufficient evaluation of environmental impacts, of alternatives to the approach that is kind of being railroaded through, without looking at the best science, we may very well see legal challenges as well.
Family Farm Alliance President Pat O'Toole says an endangered species listing and the accompanying regulations that come with that status would do the ag industry no favors. He supports the collaborative process that led to 2015 sage-grouse agreement.
From my perspective, throwing this whole question of the sage-grouse into a litigation frenzy is actually the very worst-case scenario we could imagine. The other side of it is there is such a great set of experiences people have had working together. I don't think you want to break that trust.
Proposed BLM oil and gas lease sales in sage-grouse habitat have prompted several recent lawsuits in Idaho and Montana. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.